Jesus said in Luke chapter 8, verse 39, return home and tell how much God has done for you.
I believe that transparency is the best policy. And in order to help others, you must tell the truth. My life has been both serious and comical, disappointing and fulfilling. But I would not trade places with anyone. I am Diana Edwards, mother, grandmother, chaplain, and entrepreneur, host of the Girl Talk with Diana podcast, real conversations about real life with real people.
This episode is an update on a previous guest that many of you have been asking about. In a few short months, her entire life has changed, and she credits it all to God. I hope her story will continue to encourage and strengthen your faith as it did mine. Let's welcome back Ms. Tasmere Gathers. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an update on Ms. Tasmere Gathers. Amen. So many people have asked about Tasmere. Did she have Zoe yet? I want to know what happened to her. So I'm here to say that Tasmere had Zoe on March the 12th, 2023. And she has some more exciting news. I just can't take her no more. I can't. Every time she calls me, I cannot take it. So I want Taz to give everyone a quick update of what is happening in her life since, what was that, February, the end of February, to now.
Okay, so had Zoe on March the 12th, the same day that I was scheduled to be induced, even though the nurse team wasn't sure if she was going to come out the same day. I was like, we're having a birthday today.
So you spoke that. Okay, you spoke that.
She's going to be born today. But while I was still pregnant with Zoe in February, probably after our podcast interview, I had been telling folks that I wanted to go back to work. And part of why I wanted to go back to work is because I had postpartum with Eli. And I think that it was because it was COVID and I was in the house. So my thing was like, oh my gosh, I need to get out the house. I need to do something other than being with the babies all day. Mm-hmm. So I started telling folks that I wanted to go back to work, and someone in my network told me that, like, hey, I actually have some positions that I'm going to be hiring for, and you should apply. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm on it, right? So gotta get the precursors to everything that happened.
Okay.
Have Zoe apply for the position, and then
wait, before you even get to that part, tell them the issues that you had having Zoe. Doctors were saying one thing, but my Jesus said something else.
So from the beginning of being pregnant with Zoe, I had severe morning sickness from the very beginning. Now, let's explain this. Most people think like morning sickness is, okay, you throw up a couple times throughout the day.
I felt bad for Tasmere. No.
Okay. Okay, so no. I was throwing up. I couldn't drink water. I couldn't eat anything. I was dehydrated. I was like tied up my face inside the toilet. It was horrible. So I had to get on some medication to be able to eat. That was issue number one.
Uh-huh.
The issue number two came around when they give you that ultrasound where they are measuring different organs and things like that. So in the measuring the organs, they looked at her nose and they were like, well, we don't know if your baby is going to have Down syndrome or if your baby has a black nose. So Regis and I are both black. So we were like, well, she probably has a black nose, even though we have no idea what a black nose is, but whatever. So from that point on, they asked for the genetics at every single appointment. So we kept saying no, that we didn't want to get the genetic. Then they started saying that she was very small and they didn't know why she was so small. And they didn't know what to tell me to do to get her to gain weight. So from that moment of like the 20 weeks, whenever they do those scans, up until the day she was born, Zoe was small, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because she was so small, I had to do extra appointments. And at every appointment, it would get worse and worse. Like, oh my God, she's not measuring properly.
She's not thriving.
She's not thriving. We don't know what's going on. We might have to take her early. No, we're going to give you more time to carry her. We don't know why she's not eating. We don't know if this is something wrong with the placenta. It was
confusion.
Nobody
yeah.
knows what's going on with Zoe. The due date changed 3 or 4 times towards the very end, like the last 2 months of my pregnancy. I had to go to the hospital, not just the doctor's office, the hospital twice a week. Mm-hmm. And I also had to go for my regular checkup. So it was crazy, bananas. Like, what's going on with Zoe? We don't know what's happening. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, well, Zoe's going to be normal because we just know Zoe's going to be good.
See?
But it wasn't showing up on the test results. Her test results weren't reflecting what we thought we felt on the inside. So fast forward, we have Zoe. It didn't just stop at having Zoe. So we have Zoe. Zoe looks healthy.
Uh-huh.
But then she had to take the test every 4 hours. They had to prick her foot because they thought maybe she had like something wrong with her.
Like they were trying to make something wrong with her.
Yeah. Then at the very end, she passed all these exams to get discharged from the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting for her discharge papers. They came in and they said her head was small. They need to do some x-rays or ultrasounds on her head to make sure that her brain was okay.
You know, they got a scripture to ask, whose report do you believe? You believe, you and your husband believe the report of the Lord. So, number one, Zoe made it. Okay, audience, Zoe's here. Fine, nothing is wrong with her. Number two, Tasmia's husband been asking her to move out of New York City, and she was hemming and hawing. I don't want to go.
So he's been wanting to move out of New York City. So since we've been married, Regis has been wanting to move out of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
I have been saying, no, I don't want to go. My whole family is here.
Mm-hmm.
My whole network and all my support is here. I'm not moving to Maryland. After we had Zoe, I was like, okay.
Maybe, it's time.
Maybe we should go to Maryland. So we started seriously looking for apartments in April, beginning of April.
Of 2023.
2023. We started looking for places.
Okay.
What part of Maryland are we going to go to?
Mm-hmm.
We are happy to report that we will be moving to Prince George County. We're super excited.
Mm-hmm.
And so the apartment search. So in finding an apartment, so outside of New York City, you got to apply for apartment.
Yeah, it's very strenuous now. Mm-hmm.
So we were applying, found this community. Now they call it community in New York. We don't call it that. So that was a new term I had to learn.
Yeah, anything outside of New York is a community.
And I wanted this place. But there were 7 people ahead of me. Okay. They had already started their applications, didn't fill them out.
Now, you notice you said 7 people applied. Usually people would give up. Nah, 7 people already got it. Nah, I'm not going to try. But you said, nope. I'm going to apply.
Yep. I said no because I want, because for some reason I saw the photo and I spoke to the people that was in the leasing office and I was like, these are my people. Like,
you like, that's it.
This is where we're going to live at. Like,
he's
going to set me up for failure that I like the place. I like the people. Like, it's a whole vibe happening. So I told them I'm going to apply on the 21st.
Okay.
And so they were like, well, you know, we want to just let you know that there's other people that have the application. And there's 7 other applicants, and I was like, okay, I hear you.
But I'm applying. I'm number 8
on Friday. Okay, I'm gonna be applying on Friday. So they were like, okay, you could do it, but we just want to manage expectations. So Friday morning, I woke up, got on the computer, did my piece. When Free just got up, I would not let him leave the house. Okay,
until
he did his piece.
Thank you.
And then I called and I was like, hey, we submitted the application. Now, I know these people on the other end were like, dare we tell this woman?
Yeah, like, don't get your hopes up.
So I was like, so just to let you guys know, we submitted it and that apartment is ours. So
you told the leasing agent that? They probably was like, what?
We're waiting for you to get back to us. They got back to us last week and they were like, you got the apartment.
Congratulations. Like, they were shocked. They couldn't even say to Tasmia, you got the apartment?
We just knew. I just knew that was where we were going to be.
So Taz, you forgot something because, listen, after you submitted the application, you started packing.
I started packing.
Before you got accepted.
I started packing boxes. My mom was over and I was like, so you know that we're moving. Let me show you where we're moving at.
And she like, huh? She sent me the leak. I said, I want to live there.
this is where we're going to be moving. Even my mom was like, so you got approved? No, we didn't. We just submitted. But
Taz, I taught you well.
When they called, we were like, it's just go time. We already knew that that's what was going to happen.
So Taz, when they called you, it was no anxiety. You like, are they calling me just to, I know I got it.
I know we got it. I picked up the phone saying, I know you got good news for me.
Uh-huh. And she was confused.
Congratulations. Thank you. You guys got it. It has your name on it right here.
Like, thank you. Okay, so had Zoe, got the apartment. Next.
Next, I got to find daycare for Eli. So the first thing was like, I'm going to call Diana because Corey has his son and his daughter.
Yeah, she stressed me. Look, call to make sure.
A lead from him. I was like, okay, we'll call Diana. And maybe that's gonna be it. But then
that was your plan. Because I did my due diligence. I talked to Corey. He said, I'm gonna get her all the stuff. He's still in the midst of getting all the information for you.
I spoke to someone who has a Christian daycare center inside of a church that was below our budget that does potty training. So this is just an FYI for all the folks out there that say, oh, they don't teach your kid how to use the bathroom if they're over 2. Lies.
Look, okay, you got a place. Look.
That does potty training. And their curriculum is a Christian-centered curriculum.
Okay, that's number 3. What we used to say, just God. That's another God. Just God like, moment.
Woo, so super excited about that.
So, okay, and wait.
Tie it up in the bow. During COVID, like many people, my money was looking real fun. I had to complete an application to get some rental assistance because my business had dried up a bit, even though I was holding on for dear life, and I couldn't afford to pay the rent. Now, let me tell you, I didn't tell anybody this outside of Regis, okay? I was like, I'm paying the rent. I wasn't right.
Yeah, because you know that's like with that guilt and that shame. But anyway, go ahead.
So
let me get the drum roll, but go ahead.
So I filled out the application. We got approved, then we got denied. I called. What happened? They're like, oh, you know, you approved and then you were denied. Okay, fine. So now we want to move, right? So we want to move. And now I'm being me, trying to figure out how I'm gonna make this happen because I remember, we gotta pay this back rent and we also have to move. So now I'm thinking in my head, okay, so maybe I gotta double up.
You gotta rob Peter to pay Paul.
I'm like, okay, God, what are we gonna do about this back rent? Because you know that's gonna be kind of stressful for me to do this and maybe they don't want my plan that I came up with, all this other bunch of stuff.
So wait, that's a key word. What if they don't want my plan?
So, but I'm still in my head. I'm still like, we out of here because I had already packed these boxes and I had already started setting up my life. Like I don't even live in New York anymore.
Yeah.
So then,
wait, let me clarify this. Remember, in 2022, they approved her, then they denied her.
Yeah, and I didn't pay my rent for the entire year. So that's okay. Yeah, it wasn't like I stepped out like I'm not gonna pay it for 1 month. My mother would kill me if I would have told her back then.
Yeah.
So this is what happened. On the 20th, I get an email. I'm not expecting no email because remember they denied me. I came up with my own plan of how I was gonna pay this back. I get an email from the rental assistance office saying that I was approved and they paid all of it and the check was already in the mail.
Only God.
What?
Huh?
So I read it.
I know you had to keep rereading it and rubbing your eyes.
I'm like, let me go out. Let me go back in. Did they send it to the wrong person? He said, I forwarded it to Freezes. Then I call him. I'm like, did you check it?
He's like, huh?
And he's like, huh?
Huh?
So he checked it and he says, but I thought that they denied us. I said,
Well, they did. Obviously, they did. But, what? Like,
So they paid all of it? I said, yeah, they paid. Like,
so now you don't have to worry. So only God can have a big company, a business deny you. That was all for his glory.
They paid. They paid. hate it. So then, okay, now I'm like, let me make sure, because this ain't sitting right. So I call the people, right? I call the people up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, I got this email, and this is my case number. They're like, yeah, we sent the check already. Like, it should be there. I was like, you said, okay. Like, for the whole
no, Taz, you like, oh, okay.
I was like, oh, my God.
He's an on-time God.
I'm getting ready to move.
So you moving. So you got the apartment. Listen, you got the little girl that you wanted. You got the apartment that you wanted, right? Number 7 in line, and you got it.
Mm-hmm.
You got the daycare, which you were stressing me. Oh, I got to pay this. Oh, I know they're expensive in Washington and whatever. You got the daycare at a cheaper price. And like you said, to wrap it all up, only our God can have your back rent paid in full. So now you are moving scot-free and you're going to go and live your new life. You and your children and your husband going to live that new life in Maryland. I will definitely be coming up because I think Corey said you about a half hour or something from him or something. Cause he looked at the place. So Taz, I just wanted to share an update. You know, sometimes God uses examples. He says he looks to and fro for the blessed people that believe him, because he knew that we're going to tell. He knows that we're going to tell what God is doing and what he has done. So he's going to keep on doing it, and he's just going to keep on keeping on. And I'm so happy. I'm happy. I'm proud. I'm amazed. You've strengthened my faith, you know, because
I called you. I was like, I said, Diana, you not going to believe.
I was getting phone calls every day. Wait, let me tell you this. I'm like, now what? What? Now what you got to tell me? I just want to put that out there that God is making a way. It's time for you to go now.
There's nobody that will be able to
explain.
That
it's than, no, you no. The key word is you didn't do it.
Yes, other than him, right?
Thank
because
you.
I'm smart, and I would say I am resourceful and I am capable, but I'm not that capable. Okay?
You ain't that smart, or capable, or resourceful
to be able to have basically in a month. Think about how many other days is in April to get.
10 days.
Paid,
I think we did the 10 days.
Get the back rent paid, to find a place, find
get a
daycare.
Yeah. Come on.
Do my interview.
Come on.
It's just not
humanly. It's not humanly possible.
No.
Dr. Charles Stanley passed. So he had a saying, obey the Lord and trust him with the consequences. God is saying, if I tell you to do something, do it and let me handle the rest. The problem is, we want him to do it and we want to handle it in our own way. Taz been calling me every day. You know, I'm going with her through the process. So today with the daycare, I said, oh, that's it. We're going to have to give an update on Miss Tasmia and Miss Zoe. We have to update, and we want to share the goodness of God, what God can do with somebody that believes him and trusts him. Audience, I wanted to share the update on
Tasmia Gathers. Amen.
Amen. Look at that last name. Amen. So we're going to leave on that note, Miss Amen. If she has some more updates, I will definitely keep you posted. So Taz, keep doing what you're doing. Taz, thank you for coming, and thank you for being so open and sharing your story. I do believe it's going to bless others. Somebody needs to hear this to see that, you know, God has not forgot. If he said that he would do it, he will do it. He has not forgot. If he tells you he's going to do something, I don't care how long it's going to take. But he did not forget. And he's going to do it. So, Taz, thank you. I know you got the babies getting ready to wake up now. I know the nap time is over. So I'm just proud of you. Tell Fregis I said, hey, tell him I said congratulations. I will be up there in Maryland. Keep up the good work. And Tasmia is getting ready to branch out in something else, and she's gonna, it'll come out.
Keep you updated. I will keep you updated.
Keep us updated. Tasmia, you are worth getting to know. Take care, Miss Zoe and Mr. Eli. Thanks for everything, and love you, and we'll definitely talk with you.
Okay.
Everyone has a purpose, and you wanna know why? Because everybody has a story. So continue to share and encourage and give kind words to others. Be blessed.